I was supposed to become a teacher. See, in our church, we have things that we do by culture. And some of our cultures are good. I appreciate a church that allows members to get dessert first at potluck. I love that culture. I affirm that culture. I think it's biblical. But as a church, we have to ask ourselves, am I comfortable with my church only having two Sabbath school teachers or three? When this morning the Word of God is saying how many of us ought to be teachers by now? Every single one of us. How many of us want to have a biblical church? I don't want to have a cultural church. I want to have a church that models itself after the Bible. For by this time, all of us ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need what, church? You need what? Why do you need milk? You used to have solid food, but this is the rule about spiritual life. If you're not growing spiritually, you are going back. You used to go from milk to now solid, but you haven't gone to become teachers. You're not feeding other people. You will regress and you will again need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the Bible, on the Word of God, on the Word of righteousness, since he is what? There's nothing wrong when you are a child and you are a child. There's nothing wrong needing milk when you're a baby. But when I've been in the church for 20 years and I'm still with the milk bottle, should I be rethinking my Christianity?
Oh, yeah.
Should I be rethinking my Christianity when I have been a Christian for 10 years and I am still not a teacher? I am still unskilled in the Word. This is not about shaming. This is about me telling you I was there. No one shared this with me. And Satan had no problem taking me out, clawing me out. Hebrews 5, 12 through 14, but solid food is for the who, church? Solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil by reason of use, says the New King James. I like that picture because you don't have to become 18 to become a mature buffalo in the church. Amen? You don't have to wait till you become a deacon or an elder or a Sabbath school teacher to become a teacher. All you have to say is, here am I, Lord, send me. Like Samuel, speak, Lord, your servant hears. He's a 5-6-year-old. Spiritual maturity is not contingent with biological age, but with a willing heart. And there are babies that grow in 6 years, like that story about the tadpoles. Some Christians, it takes time to grow, but others... And as a church, we need to be attentive to those that are growing and those that need a little bit more nurturing. Some babies start speaking, they're born speaking. I think my wife was born speaking. I got in trouble by saying that. She likes to talk. She's a very social person. I was born mute. I'm an introvert. Some Christians make it easy. They hear something, right away they're sharing with their neighbors. Right away they want to share with everybody else. Other people need a little bit more time, but all of us need to reach the point where we are teaching someone else. If I am not sharing what God has given me, I will lose it.
Have mercy.
This is one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite books, Christ Object Lessons, page 354. I want you to write this reference down, read about it, and pray about it. How many of you guys would like to have a better prayer life? How many of you guys would love to understand more of the Bible on your own? How many of you want to understand the Bible more? Pay attention to what it says right here. As we seek to win others to Christ, bearing the burden of souls in our prayers, our own hearts will throb with the life-giving influence of God's grace. Our own affections will glow with more divine fervor. Our whole Christian life will be more of a reality, more earnest, more prayerful. We don't grow as Christians by trying to be Christians harder. We become Christians by seeking to win others to Christ.
Amen.
That's it. Do you understand this? How many understand what we just read? How many want to experience this? Because it's a choice. It's a choice. Satan wants to keep this one simple principle of Christian growth ignorant in the church so that we think it's normal for having one or two persons teach the Sabbath school, one person being able to preach, one or two people giving Bible studies. How many people should be capable to share Christ with others from the Bible? How many church members? Every single one of them. Every single one of us. We want to grow. And look who's benefiting. As I'm seeking to win others, I am benefited so much. Every part of my spiritual life will be impacted by me trying to win others to Christ. I don't know a lot, Pastor. Awesome. He who begins with little, little? How many of you guys think you have little knowledge? Awesome. Praise the Lord. This sermon's for you. He who begins with a little knowledge in a humble way and tells what he or she knows while seeking diligently for further knowledge will find the whole heavenly treasure awaiting his or her demand. Yeah. It's not how much you know, but how much of it are you willing to give away. Is that making sense? It's not how much you know, but how much you're willing to give away. The more he or she seeks to impart light, the more light he or she will receive. The more one tries to explain the word of God to others with a love for souls, the plainer or the more plain it becomes to himself. You want to understand the Bible more, explain it to other people.
Amen.
Is that making sense? You don't understand the word of God more by having a better preacher or a better teacher. You understand the word of God more by explaining it to other people. Does that make sense, church? The more we use our knowledge and exercise our powers, the more knowledge and power we shall have. You don't lose by giving it away. You get more. I want more. I want more. Do you want more fervent prayers? Do you want more excitement because you are understanding the Word of God in ways that you never did before? It will only come, church, when you give it away to others, when you share. Do you want to be fed by the milk of the Word? If you're a baby this morning, amen. If you still are recognizing that you have just given your life to Christ and you're wanting to grow, I'm going to encourage you to leave off all the things that are distracting you from the substantial amount of time you should be spending in God's Word. Peter tells us you will only grow by the milk, not by listening to sermons on YouTube. As good as those are, and I listen to sermons on Audioverse and I listen to sermons on YouTube, but if your pastor, all he did is listen to sermons, what would my sermon sound like, right? I would be bringing you leftovers from someone else's meal. And God doesn't want pastors to do that. He wants fresh bread every time. Amen?
Amen.
That only comes by me spending time with Jesus. So this morning, I'll have the first appeal. How many want this morning to recommit to spending time with the Word of God? You will feed yourself with the Word of God. You will make time for the Word of God in your life. It is the only way to grow. And like I told Steve, I'm telling you this morning, you may not understand a lot of what you read, but press on. And whatever knowledge you gain, share it. Share it with your spouse. Share it with your children. Share it with your grandkids. Share it with your parents. Share it with someone. The more you share with others, the more you'll understand yourself. Amen? The second appeal is this one. How many this morning are willing to say, Lord, I am making myself available to be used by you as a teacher. As a teacher, I am making myself available. It doesn't mean that I'm going to give a thorough understanding or thorough Bible study of the 2300-day prophecy. It means that you will share what you know. How many want to share what you know?
Amen.
Ephesians 4, 11 through 15. Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, that's me, and teachers, to give Bible studies and visit everybody and teach everybody in the whole community of Lake City. Is that what the pastor's for? I am here to equip the saints for the work of
ministry.
I love giving Bible studies. It's how I came to Jesus. I became converted, seeking to lead others to conversion. Some of us may think we are converted, but as you're explaining the gospel to others and you see the sincerity in which they receive it, it inspires you to receive Jesus in like manner. For the building up of the body of Christ to mature adulthood, then we will no longer be children tossed back and forth by every wind of teaching. Instead of speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. I believe in God's providence. And for some time now, with Bruce and Holly and the board, we've been talking about a training workshop for our church. And it's time. So on Tuesdays after prayer meeting, I'm going to be sharing some intense matter, not intense like it will be intense, but condensed, a matter of word. Principles of how we can share Jesus with others. I'm here to equip you for the ministry. Not just for the sake of Lake City, but for the sake of your own spiritual growth. My role is to facilitate you becoming a mature Christian. My role is to make sure that the babies in our church, along with the other mature buffaloes in our herd, allow these babies to grow up to full maturity, that Satan does not take not even one of our babies. Amen. So we left this little guy being chomped by the lionesses, right? Poor little guy. The alligator will lose, and the lionesses are happy because now they can enjoy lunch in peace until something unnatural happens. And this is why the video went viral, because something unnatural happened. The herd came back. This herd, after catching their wind, realizing, what have we just done? We've just abandoned one of our little ones. We can't do that. That's not what this herd will do. Other herds may do that, but not this one. So they came back. They had a board meeting, a church business meeting, and they decided, we're going to go back. And here they are. What do we do now? I don't know. We've never done this. Whose great idea was this, right? Why are we here? Should we have another committee meeting? Maybe we should. Maybe we have a board meeting. Maybe we should have potluck. Maybe we should go for, you know, whatever. What do we do? I don't know. Anybody? Anyone have ideas? I'm going to call one of these buffaloes Bob, right there. Boom. Bob has just done something. And he's realizing, look, Bob, you scared the lionesses away. What? It works. When we are united, the lionesses fear us. When the herd is united, the lionesses fear us. Wow, imagine that. Hey, guys, look what I've just done. I've scared away one of the lionesses. Go ahead, try it. They are afraid of us. No, Bob, that is your spiritual gift, not mine. Mine is just looking at lions. Yours is chasing them. And all these excuses we make, right, as herds, will anyone else please do something for the little buffalo? We're just standing here looking at it. I'll do something. Boom. There we go. See, it works. When we are united and focused, we are not afraid. And the lionesses are afraid of us. So now we're going to be chasing lions, right? No, the ministry of the herd is not chasing lions. It's not chasing the latest fad. The one goal of the herd is to rescue who? The baby buffalo. Let's go back. Churches get distracted so easily. Don't get distracted. Only one focus. Only one focus. Rescue the baby. Baby, stand up. This herd has not forgotten you. This herd will not abandon you. Get up, little guy. Get up. It's not a perfect rescue, but you're back with the herd. You're back with the herd. Because the herd finally has awakened to the call to be mature, to have fervent love, to not leave one behind. Do not leave the stragglers. Do not abandon those in byways and highways, those in bars that have smells and language that might offend us. Those Jesus are wanting to bring back here. There are some that used to be with us that are not with us this morning. What are we going to do about it as a herd? Talk about the good old days when they used to be with us. If God can use this to inspire millions of people for whatever ideas it provoked in them. When I watched it, it just convicted me. This is what every church needs to be. A church that when we see the lions, it's not about saving my skin. Every church member for themselves. No. Because if a church doesn't care for one, it doesn't care for none. Above all things, have fervent love for one another. Who wants to have fervent love? I'm going to invite you to come forward. We need to reconsecrate ourselves as a church. Satan will continue to bleed us and take away from us the babies that with so much sacrifice come. Who wants to be a mature herd, a mature buffalo, a mature Christian? Who wants to say, Lord, I may not have much, but I will share because I want to grow. I don't want to stay a baby. I don't want to stay a baby. I don't want to stay a baby. Father, forgive us that we have allowed Satan to take little ones from our church and we moved on. We moved on. Forgive us that, Lord, somehow we have numbed our hearts, because it does hurt when we lose people, to say, oh, well, at least I'm here. Father, that hurt did something amazing that day that is inspiring us. In the same way that little cat reminds us, even little cats matter, Lord. They matter to you. Is there anyone in our church that used to be here, Lord, that is no longer here? Who's going to call? Who's going to pray? Who's going to visit? Who's going to intercede? Father, fill us with the love we don't have right now for one another. We see each other make mistakes and we gossip. We allow the enemy to come and divide us. He knows that a divided, scared herd is easy prey for the babies. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us. Make us one. Fill us with your Spirit. Pour into our hearts your love. That each one of us will matter to each one of us. So much, Lord, that we will protect each other and care for one another. Father, you've given us a church that is loving, that is accepting. But Father, we cannot just be comfortable with those that are here. We have to go get those that are not here. Father, you let the McKinleys stumble on a little cat that now has a home. Lead us to those in our community that are homeless, that are destined for self-destruction. Give us the courage, Father. Here we are. Use us. Fill us with your Spirit. Use us, Father, for your glory. We don't no longer want to be babies. We will share. We will speak. We will give away what you've given us, Lord. And if it's little knowledge, we will share it. Believe in what we just read. We want more. We want more. Father, thank you for speaking to us. And I pray that this will not just be an emotional, temporary response. Seal our hearts with the convictions you are putting in us, that we will become teachers, that we will become those that explain, that share the gospel with our families and coworkers. Father, thank you for teaching us through buffaloes and cats about how to love one another. In Jesus' name, amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, church.
For more information about the Cadillac Division Street Seventh-day Adventist Church, please go to our website at www.cadillacsda.org.